Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, another suicide attack in Nigeria. A young girl blew herself up Sunday, killed at least five others at a checkpoint at a market in the northeastern Nigerian city of Potiskum, the capital of Yobe State. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but officials suspect it was yet another attack by the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. Damascus is calling for a Turkish military operation in northern Syria to evacuate dozens of troops and relocate a historically significant tomb as an act of flagrant aggression. The tomb and soldiers have been surrounded by Islamic State fighters. Dorian Jones reports.
Hundreds of soldiers, supported by nearly 100 tanks and armored vehicles, along with fighter jets, traveled nearly 30 kilometers into Syria, but no clashes were reported. The forces returned to Turkish territory Sunday. One soldier died in what was described as an accident. He said Turkish forces took control of an area of Syria, raising the Turkish flag, where Süleyman Şah will later be transferred. Under a 1921 treaty with Syria, Turkey claims a small part of Syrian territory for a mausoleum for Süleyman Şah, which is protected by Turkish soldiers. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Dmitry Mertortov, editor of the Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta, says he plans this week to publish what purports to be an official Kremlin strategy document outlining Russia's 2014 invasion of Ukraine. Meantime, two people were killed Sunday in a bomb explosion in the Ukrainian-held city of Kharkiv as government supporters there and elsewhere marked the one-year anniversary of the overthrow of Viktor Yanukovych. This is VOA News. U.S. and Iranian diplomats set to continue negotiations today on Iran's nuclear program as the deadline for reaching an interim agreement creeps a bit closer. Two sides have given themselves until March 24th to reach a framework agreement with a July 1st deadline for a permanent deal that would ensure Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. Militants loyal to the Islamic State group are claiming responsibility for the bombing of the empty residence of Iran's ambassador to Libya. There were no casualties Sunday in the central Tripoli attack. Tehran condemned the blast. Three known Islamic State factions have a foothold in Libya, including one in the capital, as the politically divided country struggles with infighting between rebel militias, armed forces, and two governments claiming power. Australian government plans to monitor social media in an attempt to combat terrorist propaganda on the Internet. Government officials say the effort will help identify and dismantle online messages of hate in groups such as the Islamic State. Phil Mercer reports.
Attorney General George Brandis says the scheme to monitor social media would help thwart extremists who use the Internet to weaponize information.
We are monitoring social media for the purpose of identifying and, where appropriate, taking down terrorist propaganda.
The plan would need the support of internet service providers and companies such as Google and Facebook to trawl social media looking for offensive posts and videos. David Connery from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says targeting the right people won't be easy.
The idea of a counter-narrative has been discussed for some time. But what I think they're trying to do is add to the government's overall disruption strategy towards terrorism.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
North Korean authorities have banned foreigners from participating in its annual International Pyongyang Marathon in April, citing fears about the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. North Korea, which has not yet registered any Ebola cases, closed its borders to foreign tourists in October and imposed severe quarantine restrictions on other foreigners, such as diplomats and aid workers entering the country. The film Birdman, about an aging former superhero actor starring Michael Keaton, won the Oscar for the Best Picture Sunday at the 87th Annual Academy Awards presentations in Los Angeles. Best Actor honors went to Eddie Redmayne for his performance in the famed physicist Stephen Hawking in the film The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore earned the Oscar for Best Actress as a woman who receives an Alzheimer's diagnosis in the film Still Alice.
That's the latest world news from VOA.